You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
The City of Vancouver has seen a major increase in cycling throughout the city over the last few years, with new cycling routes, separated lanes downtown, and a 30-kilometer speed limit on bicycle routes. Vancouver is becoming significantly more bike-friendly. Yet cycling still remains a marginalized transportation option, and most people do not consider it a viable urban transportation option. Next week is Bike to Work Week, which is aimed at increasing the numbers of cyclists who commute by bike. Bike Hub is the new name for the organization, the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition. It's a member-based organization that works to remove barriers to cycling and improve the quality of communities, health, the environment, and local economies. Steph Gray is Bike Education Manager at the Bike Hub, and she joins me now. Good morning, Steph, and welcome to Co-op Radio.
Good morning, Peter. Thanks.
Lots of people would love to get out on a bike and use it for transportation more often, but many people don't feel safe doing so in Vancouver. How can bike education help?
I think bike education plays a really significant role in encouraging more people to get out and ride. You know, we're sort of taught that the inside your car is a safe place to be. You're surrounded by a whole ton of steel. Of course, it feels a lot safer than being vulnerable and out on your own on your bicycle. But if armed with the right skills and knowledge, you can actually be really safe out on a bike, and I think safer than in a car. So with cycling education programming that we do with Hub, targeting both children and adults, we teach the best place for you to ride on the road, how to make sure that you're always seen so the cars can react to you, and just how to keep yourself safe when you're out on the road.
How would someone access your organization's bike education?
We have lots of courses running all through the spring, summer, and fall. Our website, bikehub.ca, has a list of courses, and they run through community centers all over the Lower Mainland, mainly in Vancouver. And thanks to actually generous support from the City of Vancouver, the courses are only $10 for a half-day course, and so you get really good bang for your buck, and we get super positive results for our courses. Lots of people come out of there saying that they feel much more equipped to ride on a regular basis after taking one of our courses.
And you mentioned education for young people and across generations. How in particular do you think we can get better bike education to diverse age groups?
So I think that there needs to be larger support, more systemic support for cycling education for youth especially. Whether it's in schools or other community centers and community groups, you know, my dream for cycling education is for it to be on par with swimming lessons. You know, it's gotten to the point with swimming lessons that it's seen as irresponsible to not teach your kid how to swim. You know, what happens if they're thrown in the pool and or in water and they don't know how to swim? That's really dangerous for them. But you know, our kids interact with the roads all the time, every day, whether they're walking or driving with their parents or hopefully biking, and we don't, I think, adequately equip them to interact with roads and with traffic, and I think cycling education is the best way to do that. So we're working really hard. We're lobbying the provincial government, the municipal government, to try to get more systemic cycling education, whether it's in the school system or not, so that all students have access to that and it can be a starting point to be able to interact more safely with the transportation system in our cities.
In addition to cycling education, many veteran urban cyclists often tell me that drivers need better education for driving safely around cyclists.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think a lot of cars get nervous when there's bikes around them. I mean, I think the easiest place to start is in the driver education system, you know, young drivers or other companies like that. They should teach how to interact with cyclists. I mean, for one, it will help sort of normalize the idea that cars are or that bikes are part of traffic, and they're going to be on the road, and also just to help encourage a safer environment for the bikes when they're out there, if all drivers are learning right from the beginning how to treat cyclists, as well as public education campaigns. I think we often see, you know, I've seen campaigns around, you know, cyclists are vulnerable. Be careful with them. Share the road. And that's sort of the end of it. And I think there can be better campaigns out there to really encourage drivers to give cyclists enough space for really driving home that message that they're allowed on the road. I mean, I still personally, as a cyclist, often get cars honking at me. You know, they're telling me to share the road because to them, I mean, I'm just in the way. But we definitely need to increase the awareness of car drivers around bikes on the road.
And are there any examples of better policy that emphasizes a stronger focus on drivers driving safely around cyclists?
There's been some studies coming out of UBC recently called Cycling in the Cities, where they've looked at, you know, for example, what kind of road infrastructure is safest for cyclists and all this sort of thing. And they are also looking at education as well. And they've started to design some potential educational perspectives for what is needed to get that point across to drivers and, you know, where are we going to implement this. And so there's lobbying there out of UBC. I know that the CAA also is very much in support of teaching car drivers about how to interact with cyclists. So there's movement happening, although it's not quite there yet. It's definitely happening.
And now the city of Vancouver has made strides over the last few years with biking infrastructure, such as reducing the speed limit on bike routes and adding separated bike lanes downtown. Why are such infrastructure important?
I think it's very important. The vast majority of people, when, you know, we do a lot of polling, especially around Bike to Work Week, asking everyone that's out on the road or that is signing up online, you know, what makes them feel safe. And hands down, people feel much safer when they're on a bike route or on a separated lane. You know, even just the painted lanes on a road, on the side of a road, make a big difference, but the separated lanes just far and above, cyclists feel a lot safer. And, you know, regardless of whether or not they actually are safer on a separated lane or not, I mean, I think that they are. But the important part is that we need cyclists to feel safer to get them out there. And the more cyclists that are out there, the safer it'll be for everyone. So I think I'm really pleased with the amount of lanes that have been going in. The city of Vancouver has been really supporting infrastructure in the last little while. And the numbers are up. They've been counting on the Dunsmuir and Hornby lanes, but number of cyclists, they just keep going up, and it's been really great to see.
And are there any improvements that you see in particular in terms of infrastructure to make it a safer environment for cyclists?
Well, I think that that if my top priority for increasing cycling is not with infrastructure, I think that the infrastructure that has gone in is great, and of course, like, the more infrastructure for cyclists, the better. But that I would prefer to see more going into promotion and education, because, you know, I don't think it always goes that if you build it, they will come with cycling infrastructure. So, but if they are going to put in more, which I'm sure they will, I would really focus on the connectivity, you know, making sure that one bike lane leads to the next. It's easy to get from, like, one, you know, from one bridge to the next, so that to increase the ability for people to ride their regular commute or get to where they're going and staying on bike routes the whole time. But really, my top priority is not with more infrastructure, but with more education and promotion.
And there we need a Bike to Work Week, which is coming up next week. So tell us what activities are planned for next week.
So for Bike to Work Week, a big part of what we do is the cycling commuter stations, which means that all throughout the Lower Mainland, we will be out, so hub staff as well as many, many volunteers from, whether it's from companies or volunteer or local organizations, will be out on the roads during rush hour, so from 6:30 till 9 in the morning and from 4 until 6 in the evenings, manning commuter stations. So we have free food, coffee, lots of prizes to be won, mostly just a social, fun atmosphere to celebrate biking. And we, you know, we cheer everyone on that's biking by us, but encourage you to stop and say hi and enter to win prizes or grab a drink. There'll be over 50 commuter stations throughout the week. It's a lot of people going out there to encourage cycling. And the main thing we want to do there as well is counting. We compare over the years, cycling keeps going up and up, and ask people to to please log in online, biketoworkmetrovan.ca, and log your routes, because if you tell us exactly where you're riding, then we create heat maps from that and use that information for where the cyclists are in the Lower Mainland, and provide that to the municipal governments to show, you know, this is where we need a better, you know, a cyclist push-button light, for example, or this is where we need a bike lane because this is where people are riding.
Well, that sounds perfect for even for the sake of knowing, as we started off with, and how many people are cycling and where, so that we can get more people onto the road and make it safer. If you could say what the best way for people to get involved in Bike to Work Week is.
I think the best way is to start a team. So go online, start a team with your workplace, and we have workplace competitions, and try to encourage your coworkers to get out there and ride. If you're someone, we often hear from people, oh, well, I always bike to work, and so they feel like they're not taking part in this week. Well, this is your chance to encourage your coworkers. You know, there's definitely a team aspect to this event. Get the other people that work with you out riding. Encourage other people to try it. We ask how many people who sign up online are new to cycling to work, and often over half of the people that are signing up online are new, and this is really where we're trying to get new cyclists to get out there and try it for the first time. So if you're new, give it a try. This is a great chance and great opportunity when there's lots of support out on the street for you as a new rider. And if you're a veteran cyclist, this is your chance to encourage your coworkers to join you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Steph, and all the best on the streets next week.
Thanks so much, Peter.
I've been speaking with Steph Gray, who is Bike Education Manager at the Bike Hub, formerly the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition. You can go to their website at biketoworkmetrovan.ca. You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.